from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who just, whose voice just did something. Not sure what it is, but I'm here. I'm comfortable, and I'm here to take your mind off stuff, keep you company with a bit of meandering silliness, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's a couple of ways we keep this podcast free for everybody. All right, but Scoot's here, and this is where I talk about, like, supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life in it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide something? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answer is yes to both of those, like, how much is that? Is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. All right. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. It's my favorite part of the show because I get to say thank you. For the people that empower me to be here on a regular basis, I want to thank Teresa and Sana, who signed up with KiwiCo. Their first set of boxes are both on the way. They're going to have a really fun time with the children in their lives. They're going to have fun themselves. And they shared about it online. So if you want to be like Teresa or like Sana, you know, if you get something from a sponsor, let the sponsor know about it so they know their partnership with Sleep With Me is valuable. Tag them on Twitter or Instagram. Tag me so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone because you make this podcast possible. I realize it's the most, you know, upbeat part of the show because I'm upbeat. I love bringing you this podcast to put you to sleep. And I love that it's free for everybody. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out on the show. Who are
Chris
they?
Posty poster song.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. Now it's time to slow it down. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you could find me. And let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, you know, things on your mind, anything from the past, present, or future, feelings, emotions, physical sensations. It could be changes in time or temperature, travel. Someone else could be traveling. It could be anything. Whatever it is, it is important, right? Trying to use positive words, but, it may be getting on your nerves. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here, though, to take your mind off of it. And so I'm going to try to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I think I said that. Thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, whatever it is. I try to take your mind off of that. Oh, the way I'm going to do it. Forgetfulness. That could keep you up. I mean, it does for me. So how did I forget that? The way I'm going to do it is I'm going to create a safe place where it's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to be forgetful. It's a place where a safe place should be very accepting and comforting. The assumption of acceptance, I think that should be assimilated into the construction products of a safe place. You'd say, did you say assimilation of construction products? I'd say, no, we may use construction materials. We use construction materials that have assimilated the assumption of acceptance, where acceptance is assumed. But it's not assumed, though, because I also like to remind you. So I guess, but you know what I'm saying. I'm going to try to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, so creaky. Oh, so imperfect. And my meanders will be oh, so pointless. Just like our cute friend Baby Oso in these Mandalorian episodes, my pointless meanders will be oh, so meandering. Pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I think you got a little bit of that early on there. Metaphors, incomplete metaphors, sidetracks. I haven't met a sidetrack that I haven't put in front of me. I say, well, let me put you right in front of me. I'm going to walk right sidetrack. I'd say, holy, you're a main track to me, except for the main road I was supposed to be on where I set up the podcast intro. So I'll BRB. What does Scoots say to a sidetrack? Depends, actually, because it may be, if I'm in the middle of a tangent, it might be, hey, how you doing? Pleased to meet you. I already said it 5 seconds ago, but I haven't met a sidetrack I didn't want to, sit down and talk to for about 15 or 20 minutes. But this particular sidetrack, I say, hey, be right back, because I say, so that's what I'm going to do. Welcome to Sleep With Me. It's a podcast to keep you company and take your mind off stuff as you drift off to sleep. So if you're new, I'm glad you're here. Now, a couple things to know right away. Podcast does not work for everybody. So see how it goes. And I will tell you, and I don't gain anything by telling you this, but a lot of listeners, maybe in the millions, hundreds of thousands of people at least, have said, took two or three tries before I got used to the show. And then eventually I realized Scooter never will make any, that it is full, that he wasn't kidding when he said pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, and creaky dulcet tones. So kind of see how it goes. Don't try to figure this podcast out, because I haven't done it. I'm someone that has full conversations with sidetracks, and I say, oh boy, I'm working on a book, compliments. Not what you think, but you could sidetrack a conversation with compliments. That would be, I guess it would be a sign. You say, well, isn't that lovely? And they'd say, What, did I drop my sandwich? What do you mean, isn't that lovely? I say, Scooch, you're getting into... Okay, so if you're new, it doesn't work for everybody. Give it a few tries. See how it goes. Maybe the podcast will work for you. Maybe it won't. But I hope it does, because you deserve a good night's sleep. A couple other things to know is this is a podcast. It kind of goes along with what I just said. You don't really need to listen to it. You could kind of barely listen. You can listen, or you can partially listen. You could slowly see how it works for you. So it's a podcast you don't need to listen to, but you can. I'm going to be here. If you can't fall asleep, I'm going to be here till the end. And that's another part of the show. No pressure to fall asleep. This is a podcast to kind of keep you company and be your friend as you drift off. And the reason the shows are about an hour is so you have plenty of time. So you could kind of drift off at your leisure. Also, structurally, if you're new, that can throw new listeners off a lot. So much so, some of them may not even be listening anymore. But if you're still with me, a couple of things to know if you're new. Structurally, the show is very different than almost every show because it's here to put you to sleep eventually, or kind of put you to sleep almost. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you don't? Okay, so show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the podcast free for everybody. Essential. I'd prefer the podcast to be free for everybody than behind a paywall. So thanks everybody for supporting the show and enabling us to do that. So that's the business part. Then there's an intro, which some listeners also think is an extension of the business or like a drawn out a part of the business. And no, it's just like a more silliness business. My business is, you know, when people are standing around and they're doing something, but they're not really doing something. Like, I think people say the analogy would be, oh, are you just kicking the tires on that thing? I don't know if you could picture that. Like, someone's standing there, maybe the ground's a little bit dusty, they're kicking at the dust, or maybe they're swinging one of their legs. And they're kind of drifting, you know, they're a little bit drifted. They're standing there, but they're kind of somewhere else at the same time. I don't know why I brought that up even. That's funny. I guess I just drift, you know, what did I have to, oh, that's what the intros are like. Oh, yeah, so it does, I brought it up for a reason. That's kind of what the intro of the show is like, a little bit. It is not quite like that. The whole idea of the intro of the show is like 12 to 18 minutes of me trying to explain what the podcast is. But I guess like that person standing there, you say, here's like what a critical part of us, like in my brain, I have a lot of critical parts, right? Some of which, most of which get in the way of me falling asleep. That's what I'm, one of the things I'm trying to distract you from. I call them brain bots or my Nana. And if I was just sitting around, let's just say I'm standing there somewhere. And one, they say, what are you doing? Standing around aimlessly? And I say, like, maybe the first time I don't even hear it. I'm like, you know, just kicking up some dust. Maybe, what are you doing? Drawing in the dirt with your foot? Not exactly. Oh, well, are you thinking or are you standing? Kind of neither, both and neither, I guess. I don't know. If I had to tell you what I was doing, I'd say I'm doodling with my foot, but I'm not actually even doodling. What are you doing? Just scraping the ground? I guess so. I'm kind of standing here, I guess, kind of scraping the ground and kind of thinking, but not think. I'm thinking about something, but I don't know what it is. And I'm also thinking about nothing when I'm not thinking about something. What was your question? What are you just standing around? Well, I guess my first answer stands, not exactly. I'm standing, and I guess I'm around where I am, and I'm kind of moving around. Well, what are you waiting for? What are you procrastinating? No, actually, I wasn't quite enjoying myself, but I was in one of those rare states of not enjoying myself. And then you came along to set me right. You part of my efficiency system. Is that related to my limbic system? Oh, boy, you're right. I got to get going, huh? Thank goodness you're here. Because I was on the it wasn't quite having idle time. I was having time that wasn't half bad. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad to see you get going. Holy cow. Thanks. So that can be like what goes through my head at bedtime. I don't know if anybody else can relate to that. Or when I'm just staying. I mean, here's what I'd say. Let's take a breath together here. We don't always have the peace of mind or the quality of internal space, or at least I don't, to say, I guess I'm kind of just barely standing around. It's pretty nice. You want to join me? Well, I was just going to ask you questions to try to get you moving. What do you mean I'm just you're just barely standing around? Well, did you listen to that other 8-minute monologue I just made? I was kind of kicking at the dirt here, but absentmindedly in a good way. And then I was looking at that grass. Actually, I was feeling the warmth of the air and the coolness of the breeze. I don't know. My brain kind of seemed empty for a little while. You want to try it? Well, I don't know. Is it okay? Yeah, it's okay to try it. It's okay to just stand around doing, barely doing anything. Really, it is. Yeah, what I like to do is listen to this podcast. It's kind of like very similar to this, but different. And actually, I make it. So I listen to it when I'm editing it. But if I was trying to, like Jeff V, how do you say that? Like they call it with wine. But I'm reading those books by Jeff V, Terroir, or whatever. I think we had that of like stillness or the almost, we're just kind of soaking that in. And you can do it too. It's fine. How about if I put my arm around you? So you're going to put your arm around me and we're just going to stand around. Yeah, look at that. Oh, wow. That feels not, it's like I'm doodling with my foot, but I'm not doodling anything even specific or non-specific. Yeah, it's kind of like you're scraping at the ground, huh? It feels good, huh? Yeah, it doesn't feel half bad. Right. Okay. You stay there doing that. I'm going to get back to the other listeners. All right. I'll see you in a bit. Okay. This is a little bit meta if you're new, but this is actually what I try to do with every intro is take that part of you, or maybe for you, it's something different, and say, hey, what if we do this for a little while? I'm going to talk. I'm not going to get to the point for 12 to 18 minutes of trying to introduce the podcast and tell you, you don't really need to listen or feel pressure to fall asleep. I'm your bud, your boar bud, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boar cuz. You're standing around barely doing nothing, buddy. And I'm here to take your mind off of stuff and stand at your side when you need it, or say, hey, it's okay to, just go ahead and swing. You could slack your jaw or you could purse your lips and, you say, huh, I don't know. I'm not doing nothing. I guess I'm doing something, but so that's the je ne sais quoi, I guess, because I can't say that terroir word, or I don't know how to say it, with wine. I don't know. Ambiance might be another, not quite their version of it. But so I'm here to do that for you, to take your mind off stuff. And then ideally, you just slip away. Just like that other part of my brain that I just tried to comfort and say, hey, why don't you do some barely standing around and see how it goes? I say, okay, maybe I will. So that's the podcast. So that's the intro, which we're right at the end of now. Then I'm going to talk about The Mandalorian in a boring way. Now, not a boring show, but my coverage of it. You say, huh, I don't remember that from the episode. And you'd say, that's interesting. What did Scoots talk about episode 8? I don't know. I thought he was talking about episode 5. That happens. People say, are you sure you weren't talking about season 2 of Mandalorian? They say this was made before that existed, so could have been. So I'm here to keep you company as you drift off. That's the main thing. The reason I make this show is because I've been there, clearly. I mean, you heard that. There's a part of me that says, what are you just enjoying? You're not enjoying yourself? Oh boy, we better get doing something. I want to create space for you to relax, to unwind. and to sink into bed, because I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I'm here to help you if I can. And now, like I said, I can't help everybody, but I hope I can help it dial it down for you so you can drift away. And I want you to work very, very hard on this show, because I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. I appreciate you coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to keep this podcast free for everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right, everybody, Scoots here, and we're talking about the last episode of season one, chapter 8. Not episode 8, it's chapter 8, but because I was going to say episode 8. I was also going to say buddy, but then I realized I was talking to myself, and it's probably not appropriate to call myself buddy. So we're talking about chapter 8. We'll get to the title of it. It starts with the previously on the Mandalorian. And we got a little Grief. We got a little Varner. We got some Cara Dune. I thought it was a sand dune at first because I just put Dune. We got the covert, we got the grouchy Mandalorians, and then the grouchy one. A little showdown, relocation. This is the way. Which either someone said it or it reminded me of So Shall We All. But it's really So Say We All after I Googled it. They said, so that whole series, they weren't saying So Shall We All. They probably knew it at the time, but we'll talk about that maybe later. Crew sequence, you know, gathering the crew, that droid, client, Verner out, and the cliffhanger, and old whoever, Moff Gideon, saying it will be mine, which reminded me of Be Mine, which reminded me of those Candy Hearts, speeder bike chase, post comedy chat. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, except it does. So this dialogue is really good. The Moff, Gideon. What is that thing anyway? So really, I don't even know who was doing the voices. But some amazing writing, a little, you know, like slow it down. I don't know, just really funny, well-written dialogue, I guess. I don't know what else I'm trying to say. And actually body language and acting. Can I see it? Do you get the point? Not good. Also, neither one of them has good, like neither one of these are top, would be top in their class at Speeder Bike Academy, because they can't aim. They're tossing, they're doing spitballs. Also, there's a spray paint ball sound effect I liked. Love the body language, how much they're moving around. They say, oh, it could take a while. Don't worry. I just want to see it. Serves you right. Then we have the sound of the IG units. Old nurse droid, new nurse droid, I guess. IG unit making two steps. Step one, step two, I'm on screen. And the IG unit says some stuff. I guess I have closed captioning turned off here. Let's fix that. Let's remedy that. Holy. Closed captioning, they're Trooper 1 and Trooper 2. They're not in the Koopa Troopas, though. They're no Koopa Troopers, I'll tell you that much, even though they are in shells. So they say, well, actually, Scoots, we're in shells. We're not really, much like Koopa Troopers, we're not incredibly effective. And I say, okay, well, things I didn't realize, how much the two of you are like Koopa Troopers. Also, Scoots, I don't think they're called Koopa Troopers. And I'd say, so shall we all make mistakes just like a human does. So it's just buying time as we wait for the IG unit to, well, there's also a fish quote, just stuff it in my sack, they say. I think they said something a little bit different, but I said, oh, that's like a fish song. Get out of here. Oh, then the IG unit takes over because they say, get out of here. And they say, the IG unit says, are you refusing my request to take over the baby? You know, I'm going to take the baby with me. It's my charge. And then the IG unit says, because the IG unit has to send the troopers back to school. So it says to baby, oh, so sorry you had to see that. And one speeder bike remains. So then the IG unit gets on a speeder bike and the Oso and the IG unit are out. That was unpleasant. Sorry you had to see that. And then we have the title card, Chapter 8 of the Redemption. Then I don't like, there's a showdown. Like a slow rising camera behind Gideon. There's lots of shots, a series of shots, as I like to say, of faces and zooms on Gideon. So we get everybody's face so we know, okay, wait, we still got Mando, Cara Dune, Reef Gargus, whatever Scoots is going to call him. I don't know about a lot about how the sun works on this planet, but the sun, it feels like it must be winter because of the way the sunlight is. Talk about the sewers. Yeah, sewers are good. Who wouldn't agree? What are they waiting for? I think that was my note. And then I guess we realize what it is in a minute. There were some confusing things, but we don't know Moff Gideon's full. We don't know everything about motivations, so. Okay, let's get out of here. They try to get into the sewer. That doesn't work. They're setting up an e-web, which is like an e-cam. They say, well, let's get the sewer vent. They're trying to boot up this e-cam call recorder. That's a call recorder, e-cam call recorder. Podcasters use that for interviews. And they say, we're going to record all your calls. You got to put on a podcast, or you could come join the Moff Gideon, give up. And they say, neither. We're going to try to get out of here. But they can't get the sewer grate open. And then we have some good dialogue. Your astute panic. I love that term. Astute panic suggests you understand your situation. You know, I'd rather not do this. So I encourage a moment of consideration. And then he says, you got this e-cam call recorder, Cara Cynthia, the Cara's with a C, the Cynthia's with an S, Cara Cynthia Dune of Alderaan, who knows our old model, and is Din Djarin. D-I-N-D-J-A-R-I-N, or Mandalorian, who was familiar with the Thousand Tears, and Disgraced Magistrate, really good vocabulary words, Grief Gargus, unceremonious, search the wisdom of your years, something about unceremonious, so let's see, come outside. And, you know, work for me or you'll have to make a podcast or we'll figure something else out. Oh, yeah. Unceremonious end. And we get some great action from Grief. He says, what do you propose? And they say, negotiation. Parents went away on a week's vacation. What assurance do you offer? And he says, you can't trust me. I'm motivated by my own self-interest. I'll act in my self-interest. Give you till nightfall. They said, why are they waiting? And he says, for your entertainment, Scoots, believe it or not. He said, well, that's polite of them. They also don't get, so there's a lot, I don't know if these are all tucked in here as like nods and inside jokes, but I think they are. Well, one, they use a term, mind player, but with, and I said, isn't that what it was called at, the Otter Things, the podcast, about Emmett Otter? that took place in the 80s from the Duffer Brothers. So they use that term, but I said, maybe that's an old Star Wars term. I don't know. And then Mandalorian says, I know who he is, Moff Gideon. Knew him as a lad or something. They say, he's no good. Everybody says that. He knew my name. And then Grief doesn't know that Mandalorian's like a way of life, not a, it's a creed. And not, I wasn't born on Mandalore. It's a creed. Then we get a flashback, droids or bots. That was something I didn't look at, but I said, okay, there's droids and there's bots. But it reminded me of that TV show BattleBots. The hideout, a lot of maroon to wine-colored robes, Mandalorian rescue. That Mandalorian has an antenna, uses the take my hand motion to Din Djarin. Almost everybody had a jetpack, and then the Mandalorian comes back, and that's how I know him. And he goes, but this is the thing. The child must have got away because why? He answers my question from earlier. Why are they waiting around? A child got away. Grief does a shot of Spotchka because you can tell it's Spotchka when it has glow cubes, blue glow cubes. Then the phone rings. It's Oso. They're not recording the call. Then IG-88 says Quill's out. Mando's not happy about that. And he says, I got to follow my base function. And the Mando goes, what? He goes, to nurse and protect, which reminded me of RoboCop, whose primary function was to serve and protect. Then we get some action going. Also, Grief has more Spotchka. There's building music as the IG heads into town, really doing some work. Jumps off his bike at some point. It's on. The IG unit says it's on to the break of dawn, or to dusk in this case. And he says, let's dance. We're not making any podcasts here with the ECAM call recorder. And they say, are you sure it's not the ECAM? And I said, I don't know. E-Web, according to officially. Kara hides out. Mando's outside with the IG unit. He gets the E-Web, the ECAM. Moff Gideon takes out the E-Web call recorder. Also Mandalorian he takes out. And Mandalorian gets a timeout. They go back in. They go, Jesus is our only way out. Kara's cradling Mando. Try to remove the grate. Grief says, I love IG units. Because the IG unit has what is that thing called? What is it called? Like where you cut metal, thingamajig with a heat. So he gets on that. Let's see. Move the grate. I love IG units. But Mando's bell was rung. He says, go bye-bye without me. And Kara says, let's take your helmet off. Get you some air. He goes, no, no, no. And then as they're trying to figure it out, this is when everything goes wild. A special trooper comes in, you know, former stormtrooper with stripes, and it's a skunk trooper, which we've never seen in all my days of Star Wars. I never associated, would have never thought, but the brilliance of whoever ran the Empire, or Moff Gideon, it's a skunk trooper, like, and just like you think. I said, holy Pepe Le Pew. That is not a cat. It's a skunk trooper. A trooper with a skunk-based distributor. And they say, well, this is it. And Mando says, just get out of here. This is the way. Leave me behind. I'll deal with the stinky trooper. And what happens is the skunk trooper tries to do some skunking. Like lay down the old skunk spray, and Baby Oso says, you think you, and you know, we've never seen that Baby Oso wears a diaper, also 50 years old. I'm not sure. Baby Oso looks like, we don't know. We don't know. And Baby Oso says, in this case, I don't know if it was Baby Oso's diaper, but Baby Oso says, I have a stinky diaper, and it throws the diaper at the skunk trooper into the skunk spray, which rebounds with the diaper on the skunk trooper. And much like when Koa got skunked, it made it like, you know, that's when dogs run away. They don't like it. Who else doesn't like it? Their owners. Then Oso has to lie down to rest, of course, because that's like overwhelming. And then the IG unit gets his great, gets the grate open, the sewer grate. And Mando says, go without me, leave me behind. They say, no, no, no. He says, take the baby. I'll stay. Take Oso. Do it. Do what? Oh, that's not yet. So he finally convinces Cara Dune and Greef Karga's to go without him. The IG unit says, don't worry about it. I'll take care of Mandalorian. But the Mandalorian actually doesn't like skunk smell. So see, he's kind of like beside himself. And there's just like a couple heartfelt moments. I mean, again, this level of writing is just dialogue writing here. I mean, everything came together, in my opinion. So he says, do it. And IG unit says, do what? He says, just full skunk me, man. Leave me in behind and I'll be a stinkeroony. And the IG unit says, no, 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 I'm a nurse droid. I'm not a hunter or a, you know, stinker. You know, I'm not a, like, leave time smoker, you know. Whatever that, you know, I'm not a lover on the run. I'm a nurse droid. And he says, I got to take off your helmet, though, because you can't have, I got to put this mix on you. It's like whatever I did when Koa got sprayed. Maybe, I can't remember, I looked it up on the internet, but maybe some sort of soap and hydrogen peroxide mixed together. But don't take my word for it. This is an IG unit. And he says, this will get the skunk smell right off you. It's back to spray. Kind of like AAA ointment in this thing. Obi says, I got to take your helmet off. And Mandalorian says, you can't do it. That's not the way. And he says, IG unit says, I'm not a living thing. And then he says, hello, handsome. He takes off that helmet. Whoa. And then he does the thing for the AAA spray for the skunk smell. And then he talks about a central processing unit. He's like, I made a joke. They go down the halls below in the sewer. And the IG unit, like everybody's like, is Mando coming? And he comes. He's got his headlamp on. Then they're lost. They say, where are we going? And Mando goes, I don't know. I usually come in through the bazaar. I have no idea where we are. And Greef says, let's follow the river. Mando says, we need the Mandalorians. They'll escort us out of here. And I'll just try to find their tracks. He does the old thermal imaging thing. Oh, they're close. But then we find that they left all their armor behind. And he says, oh, dear. Mando goes down to his knees. Oh, no. And they say, let's go. He goes, I can't leave. Then he gets mad. These are very typical reactions. He's mad at Greef. Did you do this? No, he goes, no, Mando goes, are you sure about this? Made Mandalorians take off their helmets. And then the armorer, she appears. She says, it's not his fault. And she goes, actually, no offense, but she goes, we revealed ourselves. And then, the Imperials had to deal with it. And Mandalorian says, oh, no. And she goes, I have to salvage what remains. That's a really nice term. Salvage what remains. Then, oh, come with us. Oh, no, they say, come with us. She says, no, I have to salvage what remains. They go into the armor temple. She's melting down armor. Then we have another great small moment. She says, show me the one, you know, that caused all this hassle poo. I got to read this dialogue because it's so good to you. Mercenaries, covert, this is what resulted. And just getting caught up here. Show me the one who deemed, you know, this, whose safety, you know, had this fallout. And then she sees, oh, so cute. She says, oh, boy. And she goes, this is the one that you saved. And he goes, yeah, the one that saved me as well. from the Mudhorn, eh? Yep, siree. She goes, yeah, it doesn't look, he goes, yeah, it's not helpless, I'll tell you that much. It can move objects with its mind. And Armor says, I know of such things. Mandalore the Great dealt with these wizards named Jedi, or sorcerers named Jedi. And he goes, it's an enemy? She goes, no, this one isn't an enemy. It's a foundling. It's in your care. And she says, basically, you got to reunite it with its own kind. This Mandalorian goes, no. She goes, this is the way, buddy. So that's your job. And he goes, huh, really interesting. But she's working on something the whole time. So it's not, he goes, what if it's a bunch of wizards that don't like me? She goes, it's the way. Don't, you know, deal with it as that gymnast would say, deal with it, dude. And they say, what about a plan to get out of here? They go, she goes, underground descending tunnel, underground river, downstream to the lava flats. And they, she goes, you must go. Foundling is in your care. By Creed. So this is a few different times. And the links get even deeper. She goes, by Creed. Until it's united with its own kind, or it becomes of age, it's in your care. You're its father. Cara Dune makes a face at that. So does Oso. Papa. And that's when she says, this is the way. And she goes, by the way, congrats, you got your signet. Let me put it on you here. Because I just made it. And that's what kind of craftsperson I am. I can do three things at once. And she goes, you're a clan of two. Congrats. Mandalorian says, thank you. I'll wear this with honor. Then we hear, you know, people coming. I think she sends an IG unit to deal with it. Stormtroopers. They say, we got to get out of here. Oh, scouting party. And then the IG unit says, Kara, watch the baby. I'll go deal with them. And then she says, one more gift for you, Mandalorian, Rising Phoenix. You know it? And he goes, yeah, I tried it as a kid. And she goes, this will make you complete. It's a jetpack. He says, thank you. She goes, when you heal, start your drills, but don't, you know, don't go flying right away. And he goes, okay, I understand. This will make you complete the drills. And then they go, why don't you come with us? She goes, my place is here. But more are coming. Then she says, Din Djarin, restock your munitions. Or maybe she says, IG unit, carry this backpack. And then hit the road. They say, thank you. Then there's great music. Holy moly. And then the armor, we get a great scene with the armorer dealing with some stormtroopers. Really great moves. Then we have a lava river in a skiff with a ferry droid who's not functioning currently, but some cool lava. So the thing is kind of stuck, and Cara Dune has to do it. But I put 33 minutes here, so let's see what this is. It must be something else of significance. Maybe another Creed joke, probably. Oh, because there's just more than one link to Creed from the Apollo Creed and then the movie's Creed. Okay, so trying to get the boat moving. Push it. Come on. Mandalorian kicks it. Cara Dune uses her brain first to get it loose. And then she says, common sense, guys. What the heck? She goes, it's lava. You just got to remelt it or knock it loose. So good job. Oh, watch your feet. It's molten lava, by the way. Oh, she goes, no kidding. That's what it was, that joke. Droid wakes up. It's a R2 unit. Molten lava, no kidding. Get to work, droid, moving us. First, they have trouble, I think, communicating. Anyone here speak droid? A little more comedy. And then, Grief Cargus raises his voice. Instead of saying, "Oh, I speak droid," he just talks louder. And he says, "Take us down river." Then they go down. We also see these lava otters that have, they're otters with red eyes, like a river otter, but a lava otter. And then they say, "Oh boy, we're free." And I say, "Come on, Grief, give me a break, man. Don't you know anything about structure of stories? You're not free yet. You know, we got two more challenges to in the next 8 minutes. The main lord goes, "No, there's a bunch of them waiting for us down there, a platoon." Then they say, "Stop the boat." They just said it would float down there. And they say, "Droid," Kara loses her temper. She says, "Droid, stop the boat. I'm talking to you." And Grief says, "You got to raise your voice and talk really loud." Still moving. Unacceptable. Looks like we'll have to deal with them. Too many. IG unit says, "This is an unacceptable outcome. I'll deal with it and you can get away." Mandalorian says, "Not possible." And Iguna says, "Not my objective. Security protocols for my manufacturer, remember? It can't be compromised." And Mandalorian kind of says, "No." And then Iguna says, "Yeah, this is the only choice. I can no longer carry this for you, so your jetpack, nor watch over the child." Mandalorian says, "Isn't that your job? Your base command supersedes your protocols." And Iguna says, "Yeah, but you just have to give me permission that you're going to watch the kid that's now your child, baby Oso, and then I can save the day." "Your child," he says, "we need you." And the Iguna says, "Victory through combat is impossible. Wisdom of droids. Just tell me you're going to watch over the child and I can do it. The child will be safe. Tell me the child will be safe in your care." And again, at a pinnacle moment, just enough comedy. He says, "There's nothing to be sad about. I've never been alive." I mean, really touching. This is the not comedy part. That was the touching part. That's at 35:55. And the Mandalorian says, "I'm not sad." He goes, and then IGN says, "Yes, you are. I'm a nurse droid." Just to write him out. I don't know how they, like. Then he walks through lava, heads out, tells some stormtroopers, "Hey, by the way, my manufacturer's protocol makes you all go bye-bye." And they're all out. Then the skiff comes out of the thing, and Grief's cargo says, once again, too soon Grief. That was his nickname. That's why they call him Grief Cargo, because they said every time he thinks things are going good, then they're not, because he says, "We're good, hooray." And then a TIE fighter comes with Gideon. We see Gideon misses on his first pass. Then at 37:50, again, "Let's make the baby do the magic hand." This is my daughter. I mean, I cracked up too, but he says, "Make the baby do the magic same hand thing. Hey, baby, do the magic hand thing." Then Kara has a look, and then the baby does something funny. And they say, "Geez, I'm out of ideas." And the Mandalorian says, "I'm not." He says, "I got a jetpack." So then he tags along with the Mandalorian. He says he holds on to the ship. He uses his restocked munitions to say bye-bye, Gideon and your TIE fighter. Then the Mandalorian lands with his jetpack. He's pretty good. He's like a natural jetpacker. Must have had good drills as a kid. And then we get some more good dialogue that I wanted to mention. "Impressive, Mando. Very impressive." That's what Grief says. "Your guild rates are up. Sun's going down now." Kara says, "I think we cleaned this place up. I'm going to stay around, though." Oso's not so sure. And they say, why are we going to stay here? And Grief says, Navarro's a great planet. No more scum and villainy. Very respectable. You know, just some typical Star Wars humor in a good way. Because some of my favorite people are bounty hunters. Maybe Kara will join my ranks. She goes, I got to get my chain coat cleaned up. And he goes, if you work with me, no doubt about it. I'll clean that up. Clerical concerns are the least your worries. Mando, you're welcome back with open arms. Oso's watching this. He said, go have a good time. And then you'll have your pick of quarries. And Mando goes, he picks up his baby, Oso, the child. He says, yeah, I got more pressing matters at hand. And care, everybody wants to touch Oso's ears, which she does. Take care of the little one. Then Grief touches Mando's ear. I mean, not Mando's ears. And they say, all right, take care, man. Mando walks off, not into the sunset. Then he flies off with Oso, who looks after Grief and Kara, who look after him. More pressing matters. Music on you. Mando jets out. Oso eyes. Then we say goodbye to Queel. Goodbye. Sun's getting even lower. Then we're back on the ship. Mando puts Oso in his basket. By the way, there's another, if you're looking for another, a second floating pram, it's in Werner Herzog's office. Another one, even better made. He notices Oso sucking on his Mandalorian necklace. It's in his mouth and around his neck. He says, hang on to that, kid. The music is just so good. We will talk about that. They take off. Then we see Karen Grief walking. We see the ship in the sky. Old whatever ship it was called that I forgot. Forgot the name of the ship. I was hoping I would jog it out of my brain. But, yeah, not coming. Yeah, then we get a wait-a-second thing. Because as we see, as the camera pans to the left, we see the TIE fighter. There's Jawas on it, but it's still somewhat intact. That's Moff Gideon's. And then we see like this laser knife, like not a lightsaber, but something similar. And it glows. He gets out of his ship holding this sword, laser saber, I'd call it. He climbs up high, looks around like pride. Also, he does a lot of glaring. And the episode ends, I believe it ended with 13 to 12 to 14 paintings, but, you know, somewhere between 12 and 14, but I could be wrong. And so that was the episode. Now let's do some quick coverage here of some stuff from the episode. Am I right or am I right? Okay, so the most important thing is, you know, I don't read anything about the critical response because... or critical opinions of the show, just because I don't want to mix myself up. But I can imagine that the music has been getting accolades. And Ludwig Göransson is, and I may be pronouncing that incorrectly, is a Swedish composer, conductor, and record producer. You may have heard of him before because he's got quite a body of work. But really, I mean, I don't even know what to say about, I'd love to watch some extras about the music on this series, because I don't think I can say enough about the use of music and sound effects, but by reading. So if you've seen any Ryan Coogler movies, so Fruitvale Station, Black Panther, Creed, and Creed 2. So just talk about a small world, it's just funny. Donald Glover or Childish Gambino, Kendrick Lamar, Chance the Rapper, Community, Happy Endings, New Girl. Collaborated with Childish Gambino, produced This Is America, originally from Sweden, film and TV composer, worked with a fellow USC graduate, Ryan Coogler, who's from Oaktown on Fruitvale Station, then signed a deal with Jay-Z's Rock Nation as a composer, worked on the movie We're the Millers, then worked on Creed, then worked on Black Panther. I'm sure in between tons and tons of stuff. I'm just running through what I have here in front of me. Also Trolls World Tour. So maybe even has worked with, in some sense, the Goof Boys. So, you know, who knows, which would then circle back to Lynn. You got worked on Community with Donald Glover, so links to Dan Harmon. So just like, talk about cool. Wow. I mean, but all that aside, holy moly, the music on this show. I mean, you should just, like you say, well, what it's a huge part of Star Wars and most things, but this was not John Williams' music, even in stylistically. I guess you can't say, oh, better, or you know, you don't compare that way, but it was just brilliant. I mean, I can't say enough about it. Okay, let's get some SAT words. Covert, COVERT. Not openly practiced, avowed, or engaged in, accumulated, or shown. Covered over, sheltered. That was the case in this episode. Or a covered place, a hideout, a thick underbrush. That's covert. Also concealed, you know. So that's one word may come up. How about so shall we all? It's actually so say we all. And that was on your own, like a phrase in the TV show Battlestar Galactica. But it's also the name of the unofficial, complete, uncensored oral history of Battlestar Galactica. So I found this review of the book on Tor.com by Ryan Britt from August 21st, 2018. You know, a lot of, this is paraphrasing, that a lot of behind-the-scenes books, you know, show the flashy sides, or, you know, about the, you know, like the stuff behind the scenes. But Ed Gross and Mark A. Altman turned their journalistic sensibilities into the real story behind Battlestar Galactica. And guess what? Turns out most of the people who worked with one another liked each other a lot. It's easy to take one huge takeaway from So Say We All. It's that the struggles of both versions of Battlestar Galactica mirrored the premises of both series. The actors and writers face more adversity from without than within because of other things, outside forces trying to shut it down. And so so it's a book. If you're a Battlestar Galactica fan, sci-fi TV show fan, check out that book. So say we all. Okay, aerosol paint, a.k.a. spray paint. You looked that up because I said, what about that thing in the spray paint can? It's a type of paint, according to Wikipedia, sealed pressurized container aerosol spray by depressing a valve. Leaves a smooth, evenly coated surface unless Scoots is doing it. Sometimes you use primer. History-wise, 1949, Edward Seymour of Sycamore, Illinois, added a paint to existing spray can technology at his wife Bonnie's suggestion. So it should be Bonnie who gets the credit, by the way. Got a patent for that in 1951. Many aerosol paints have a marble, metal, glass, or plastic ball called a PEA inside the can used to mix the paint. This is very good for the paint to be transferred from one thing to another. I don't understand that. It's got a valve, you know, it gets used everywhere, but also unmistakable sound, that sound of that P metal thing in the can. Okay, here's another word for you students out there. Astute, A-S-T-U-T-E, astute. As an adjective, it means quickly or critically discerning or shrewd or crafty. This is according to Wiki Dictionary. And I guess that's it. Anagrams. I can't find, statue. So there's another one. If you're a statue, astute. And then here's another one. Magistrate. M-A-G-I-S-T-R-A-T-E. Magistrate. I mean, these aren't going to win you the Scripps spelling bee or, you know, get you a 2000 on the SAT. So it'll help, you know. Yeah, that's all I'm looking to do. Magistrate is a judicial officer with limited authority to administer and enforce the laws. A high official, a comparable official, or someone with a master's degree. So nothing great. Anagram is stereogamata. Let's just look up that word. S-T-E-R-I-G-M-A-T-A. Stereogamata, which is a plural of stereogmatum, which is this, I might have gone down some, it's a thin projection of the basidium in those fungi that bear a basidophore for. So any of that is for the kids. Any of that you could look up. BS, you know, that one you'll have to look up on your own if you want to win the spelling bee and, you know, have a perfect score on the SAT, because that is beyond me. But you could just use the links and do some link following. You could figure that out. Now, I know that there's a TV show, BattleBots, but, you know, I watched BattleBots, but I was a Robot Wars fan before BattleBots. It would be on late Sunday nights, the Craig Charles version. I guess Jeremy Clarkson was on one season, then Craig Charles was on, like, 6 seasons. I didn't watch it after. Oh, there was a long break, and then I guess it got rebooted. It was a robot competition, British television from 1998 to 2004. So that's when I was watching it, at the end of the 90s, the beginning of late night TV. Amateur and professional roboteers operating their own robot, remote controlled robots in an arena, but there's also like obstacle courses and stuff. It was on BBC Two. Then BBC Choice, then Channel 5, then there was a revival. Jeremy Clarkson was in the first series, and then Craig Charles, you know, Red Dwarf Craig Charles from Master Mayhem. He was so good. I just, like, that's what made the show for me. And then I had trouble transitioning to BattleBots. Not that I didn't like it or everybody involved with that. It was just that Craig was so good. Then they, you know, did a U.S. version, a Netherlands version. So that was like Robot Wars. BattleBots, now they did have Sklar Brothers at some point. Oh, Bill Nye was on it. Tim Green, Molly McGrath, Samantha Ponder, Carmen Electra. Oh, there's the Sklars. That's when I watched. It was when the Sklars were on it. So that was similar, but that one was more just battles and like robots having like dance competitions. It was offshoot of Robot Wars. Let's see. Oh, I guess the partner, there's some partners, you know, I think I almost tried to go to it. There was one time 40,000 people watched a live stream in Long Beach. It was pretty good. I mean, I just remember watching that one series with the Sklars, but it looks like there was a lot of other ones. So I probably saw some of the other ones as well. So that was another thing I'll link to. Let's see. We got one last thing I went to. At some point, someone Hold On came up, which is a Wilson Phillips song from 1990. And the debut album, Wilson Phillips, and it got Song of the Year. Oh no, Lost to From a Distance by Julie Gold and performed by Bette Midler. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah, it was a number one. It became their first number one single in 1990. Hold On peaked it in the UK. So just a song, you know, everybody started. I don't want to go too deep into it. And then finally, before we say goodnight, here's Wendy Marstrap. Hey, everybody, it's me, Wendy Marstrap, your favorite traveler from Star Wars, and letting you know places you could go other than when you go on Star Tours, so those theme parks, if you really want to go to Star Wars, here's a fun place for you to visit. And I'm here with my Dewback Dewey, telling you to check out Alderaan, which is a planet in Star Wars. It's blue-green, and it's a terrestrial planet. Cara Cynthia Dune is from there. Mostly humanoid inhabitants, also the home planet of Princess Leia, by the way. Now, you do need a time machine if you want to go, but, I mean, either way, it was a long time ago. So, don't worry about, you know, if you're a real Star Wars fan, you might say, what? But you could still visit it because, you know, the only way to visit it is through a fan fiction fantasy machine. Its population peaked to around 2 billion. And, you know, a lot of stuff going into it. But I just want you to know that it's beautiful. It has beautiful lakes, a bit like people say, like, you know, George Clooney goes to Lake Cuomo. Well, there's Lake Thune in Alderaan, which is beautiful. And you should think about visiting there. There's also mountains and snow. So if you like, you know, snow stuff, you could go there. So that's just a few ways that you could visit Alderaan. Check it out. Go visit it. Enjoy it. Alderaan. This is Dewey Dewback. Oh, no, this is Wendy Marstrap and Dewey the Dewback. For, you know, just saying, visit some stuff in Star Wars. Good night. I want to thank everybody that recently became a patron. Catherine, Tracy, and Stevie. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jason, Ellen, and Caitlin. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Mary with an I, Leah and Aaron. Thanks, and good night. Eileen, Michelle, and Tom. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Alex, Betsy, and Rebecca. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jessica, Daniel, and Sean. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Miriam, Tim, and Jason. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jake, Joshua, and Steve. Thanks, good night. Wiggles, Kendall, and Locke. Thanks, good night. Paul, Liz, and Polly. Thanks, good night. Naomi, Justin, and Birdie. Thanks, good night. Rita, Linda, and Amy. Thanks, good night. Noreen, Lexi, and Whitney. Thanks, and good night. Dennis, Craig, and Samantha. Thanks, good night. Katie with a C, Brianna, and David. Thanks, and good night. Robert, Henson, and Mary. Thanks, and good night. And Ryan and Laura. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show. Assuming Me Exists is a free podcast because people support the show directly on Patreon, buy the merch, support the sponsors. That's really how we keep the show free for everybody. And then we grow as a podcast by people spreading the word. Holy mackerel, are you listeners good at spreading the word? Thank you so much. And speaking of spreading the word, here's a podcast coming up I want you to know about. All right, everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar, if you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over. But it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I got to find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, okay, so like so on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a posty special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me. Ideally down the road, we'll have budget to do more or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it in a sense. That's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed is years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2020. Four, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're like, love Sleep With Me, you're looking for something like a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville, Contact, TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this. And then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out. I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with All Intro and All Night shows. So Thursday night, All Intro episode came out. Weird, the All Night episode, I might have archived it, but Big Farm in the Sky PI, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is, so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday. That was Great British Bake Off episode 8. Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms. Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243. 1242 Bake Off episode 7 came out February 25th. Multiplex episode 2 came out. Julius J. Juice. What else we got? 1240 Apple Cider Redo. That was Trader Joe's a Shop and Cook episode. Big retraction in that one. You know, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, C12, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's like a lot of story only fans, and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but the Guild, the web series of the Guild, did the part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with two new ideas for random Tuesday episodes. One with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet. And then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those were episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part two of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did in the last month, we did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of what got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that, and that's it. Good night, everybody.